Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's topic, business and politics. My dear co-host, Randy Thompson, has the rundown.
Oh, and my two favorite discussions, business and politics. We'll be talking to Doug Kirkle, the CEO of the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce.
And on today's pundit panel, we have Heidi Smith, Michael Hackett, and Matt Sharp. So let's giddy up and go with an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers. Brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm Derek Morris, Interim Executive Director of the RTC.
And I'm Dave Azzi, Chairman of the RTC.
The Nevada Legislature recently passed Senate Bill 201, which allows us to raise the additional funding for road projects in Washoe County that was approved by voters with RTC 5. This funding will be used to improve our roadways, reduce congestion, and create thousands of well-paying jobs.
RTC is ready to begin these projects, and we'll be updating you on a quarterly basis. You can find more information on our website at rtcwashoe.com. Thanks for your continued support of the RTC.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Are we there yet?
No, sweetie, we're not there. What's going on here?
Looks like the rodeo's in town.
Saddle up and get your tickets today at renorodeo.com or call 1-800-225-2277. The Reno Rodeo. Family fun is coming to town.
Whoa, did anybody else see that?
The renowned Health Children's Miracle Network is gearing up for the 2009 Governor's Sporting Clay Tournament to benefit renowned Children's Hospital. Funds raised will provide the very best health care for children in our region. 100% of the proceeds will stay in our community to fund pediatric equipment, capital expansion, provide support for pediatric services. The event is Saturday, June 20th at Sage Hill Gun Club. We hope you can help make miracles happen for sick kids in our area. For more information, call 982-4836.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. My co-host Randy Thompson and I are interviewing Doug Kirkle, the CEO of the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to you, Doug.
Thank you, Ray.
Randy, take
well,
it away.
Yeah, I guess I'll start. Doug and I had just left a meeting this morning where the mayor was discussing as much as he could the situation right now with the fire chief. And there's been some misinformation out there, but it sounds like bottom line, there's a struggle between the unions and the chief and the city council. Were you surprised after the fire chief, after the fireman
we're
said
they would
take...
We're talking about Reno, city of Reno.
Reno, city of okay. Reno, sorry. Yes, I forget we've got multiple cities here. But I was kind of surprised after the fireman agreed to take or to forego the cut that it seems that they've now kind of gone back on their word on that. Is that what you're hearing? It's kind of confusing, but...
Well, it's when labor unions are faced with making difficult choices, it's interesting to see where the rank and file winds up voting. Sometimes they agree with the leadership of the union, sometimes they don't. In terms of Chief Wagner, from all we have been able to discern over the last 3 years, Chief Wagner has done an excellent job. Apparently there's some discussions now going on about his future with the city, and I think there's information we're just not privy to yet.
It seemed like this was, the firemen had accepted the refusal to take mm-hmm. the pay increase that's due in both January and July, saving the city roughly $5 million. They agreed to it, but when the police turned around and said no, that seems to have mm-hmm. triggered now this whole kind of caving in of the system. And meanwhile, the city's got to present a balanced budget next week to the state.
It's a real challenge for the city. And of course, the folks who work for private businesses, many of whom have not had pay increases in a long time, they're watching and observing very closely.
Are you getting word out to your members about this little wrangling going on in the city? And are you hearing from some of your members?
We are, but again, of course, until we have all the facts about what's going on, we also want to be cautious and fair to everyone involved.
Okay. Doug, I want to talk to you a little bit about the legislature that just concluded. Yeah. Now, in the run-up to the legislature, the chamber's political endorsements ran 11-1 for Republicans, and you didn't endorse two sure winners in Assemblywoman Sheila Leslie, a Democrat, and another Democrat, Assemblywoman Debbie Smith, of course, of Sparks. They were a little bit upset that they weren't endorsed. It turns out the Democrats have a supermajority in the lower house and a majority in the upper house. So how did endorsing all these Republicans work out for you?
Well, I think the ratio was more like probably 3-1 by the time the endorsement process was finished. A lot of groups, Ray, do say you can't fight fashion. We've got to hedge our bets. Let's go ahead and really try to endorse incumbents. At the Reno Sparks Chamber, we're looking for candidates and public officials who are going to stand up for economic vitality and fight for businesses. And if candidates and public officials do that, we're going to be behind them 100%.
Okay. As you know, Nevada's jobless rate hit a record 11.3% in the latest monthly releases. And this is something really you can't blame on Las Vegas, because Washoe County's jobless rate was 11.2. Your members, small business people, the backbone of the economy in the United States, do they feel, or do you feel, that this recession has bottomed out, or are we going to go deeper?
Most of the people that we talk with, both who are economists at the national and local level, as well as business people, believe that the economy is going to begin to turn around in the second half of this year, which is good news. Employment, though, tends to be a lagging indicator, and we may not see significant improvement in the job numbers until well into 2010, unfortunately.
Okay, Randy?
Well, actually, I'm going to go back a little bit to the question that Ray had about Assemblywoman Leslie and Assemblywoman Smith. Debbie Smith was proposing a change to the STAR bonds that would have dramatically made a difference, the bill eventually died, but it would have made a big difference to redevelopment in both Reno and Sparks. And then Sheila Leslie was pushing a no-growth water bill. I actually applaud you guys for not endorsing those two women, because they did not take any sort of business stance in this legislature. Do you think their votes were worse or better than for the business community, or do you think you pretty much stand by your endorsements or lack of endorsements?
Well, on the water bill that you mentioned, we were opposed to that legislation. In terms of the STAR bonds, we are seeing tangible evidence of the benefits of STAR bonds. In fact, we're seeing 24 new stores open today. However, the chamber also does realize that it may be appropriate to take a look at how STAR bonds have been used and to at least make sure that the application is consistent with the tourism development goals of them. And we've got, you know, a couple years now until the next session, to take a look and see if there's a consensus in terms of any tweaks to what's an otherwise very good program.
Well, I think STAR bonds, and I've actually not been a fan of STAR bonds myself, mm-hmm. because of the way they do hurt local businesses, and that is my biggest concern. But some of the tweaks she was making were more of putting more union contracts on the job and increasing the costs, and that in the long run wasn't going to help economic development very much.
Are you asking him a question?
No, I'm just making a statement and sort of agreeing with him that I see where they're going on the STAR bonds.
Okay.
We do need to look at that.
Let's take a break right here then, and I got another question about STAR bonds. We'll be right back with Doug Kirkle, CEO of the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce, right after this.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe voting campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program.
Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, we're back with Doug Kirkle, the CEO of the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce, and the question is, the topic is star bonds that have helped, you know, power these huge developments like the Legends and Cabela's. Now, the bill before for the legislature that was sponsored by Debbie Smith would have cut the tax perk for the star bonds for the developer by a third. And that money, that sales tax revenue that would have been cut out of the tax perk would go back to the school system. Of course, the Washoe County school system is suffering on various levels now. Do you think, Doug, that if you cut just a third out of the tax perk on a star bonds, is it still viable to bring big enterprises into our state?
I think that's the debate that's going on now, and there were enough concerns about that bill that it did not get through the legislature, as you mentioned, Ray, during the last session. The Chamber of Commerce here is very involved in trying to do everything we can to enhance education. I know that the chambers in the South are doing the same thing. In terms of the tweaks that might be made to star bonds, I think that's on the table. I'm not sure that's something that the Chamber of Commerce would support, but we would certainly take a look at the entire program as we go forward.
Okay, I want to ask you one more question before I turn it back over to Randy. Before the last before the last gubernatorial election, the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce sided with Governor Gibbons on a lot of things. Basically with his anti-tax stance. Now, he looks like he fulfilled his promise at the legislature, although Senator Raggio will tell you that even his revised budget needed $600 million of new revenue. Going forward in the 2010 election, will the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce endorse Governor Gibbons?
Well, I don't even know if we know for sure yet whether Governor Gibbons is running for re-election.
If he runs.
We have a group, a political action committee of nine chamber members, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, that will take a look at all the races. Certainly, we have been supportive of much of what Governor Gibbons has tried to do, and there have been some other areas where there's been some differences between
him
and
us. Can you speak of the differences between the chamber and the governor?
Sure. Well, I think when the governor submitted his original budget, I think everybody in the state realized that that was just the opening of debate, and that the cuts he was proposing for education were not going to be the final outcome. And so that would be one area where certainly even Dr. Glick and others in the higher education system have said, yes, there's room, we can tighten up a little bit. But I don't think any of us ever anticipated that what the governor proposed on education reduction at the higher education level would have been enacted.
I do want to correct a mistake that I made. You were not the CEO of the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce during the last gubernatorial election.
Right.
And I don't think that the chamber did endorse Governor Gibbons, did they?
Or I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
The chamber did.
Okay, but
yeah.
You weren't around.
That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make
just
that.
Just pre-Doug.
Yeah, okay. Randy, go ahead.
Well, in looking at this last legislative session, you worked a lot with the Las Vegas Chamber, and I know you have a good relationship with Steve Hill, so I don't want to put you in an awkward position. But when Steve Hill, the president of the Las Vegas Chamber, came out prior to the session saying, we will accept tax increases if we get some other concessions, didn't it kind of tie businesses' hands? Weren't you kind of having to go in there going, all right, we know we're going to have to accept tax increases?
It may have been primarily a matter of nuances. What we were saying to the legislators was, we would ask you not to come to the business community and ask us to absorb $1 billion in tax increases until we have made substantial progress on a number of key reforms. And fortunately, we made some progress on a few of those, but not as much as we had hoped for.
Okay, now yesterday we had Reno City Councilman Dave Iazzi on. the show, and he said the legislature wasn't very kind to city governments in general, taking a lot of their revenue to fill the state's needs. Do you also feel that the legislature betrayed business? I mean, they passed a $1.1 billion tax plan when you include the room tax that was passed early in the session. So, did this did the legislature betray small business?
Well, I think Dave is probably pretty accurate on the government side and the local government. In terms of the private sector, when you take $1 billion out of the private sector over a couple years, that probably isn't going to help us in terms of getting out of the economic drift that we're in. On the other hand, it could have been a much worse session than it was. We came up with a victory on the workers' comp issue. We came up with a victory on protecting medical malpractice reforms that save about $640 for every family of four. That helps employers that provide health insurance. We also were able to pass over the governor's veto the roads issue in highway construction here in Washoe County. That's going to create 3,000 jobs. So it wasn't as bad a session as it could have been, considering the challenges that our legislators and governor were facing.
Okay, Randy, take the last question.
Well, I think Dave Iazzi's point, as we discussed a little bit in our earlier meeting today, is that there is very little home rule when it comes to local governments. Do we see that might change in 2011?
Well, I think it may depend in part on who gets elected, and that we have a lot of people retiring, some by term limits, and I think there's going to be some very aggressive efforts in terms of candidate recruitment, and then once we see who's in the legislature, we'll know whether that has a chance of
And there was
passing.
A discussion today about maybe having a ballot initiative to ban city and state employees, essentially public employees, from running for the legislature. Do you guys think that might happen?
All I can tell you is that when I spoke to Chamber of Commerce executives from other states around the country and told them that about 40% of our legislators are actually state employees, they were shocked. It's not every state
well,
has
when you
that
have
phenomenon.
A citizen, when you have a citizen legislature,
right.
Those things kind of happen.
It can happen.
We're wrapping it up right now. We'll be right back with our pundit panel. We'll be talking about day three of the Senator John Ensign sex scandal. It's coming up next on Nevada Newsmakers.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
The Extreme Bowls Tour is headed your way. It's going to be a rocking two-hour party as the bull riders you watch on ESPN take on 50 of the nastiest bulls in the world. Bull riding is America's original extreme sport, and you'll see the biggest stars on the tour put it all on the line. The action's fast, the music's loud, and you're guaranteed to see some wild rides and wrecks. So get your tickets now by phone or on the web.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Let's get this pundit panel started before we all get kicked out of this studio. Let me introduce first Michael Hackett of All Risk Consulting. Welcome to you, Michael. We have Heidi Smith, the chair of the Washoe County Republican Party. You're in for it today. And Matt Sharp, attorney of Reno. Welcome to you all. Okay, what I want to start off with is like day three of this John Ensign sex scandal. It seemed like he had his press conference a couple days ago, and he said he had this affair with this woman. It's over. He and his wife is reconciled. That's it. No questions. It's over. But it has not turned out that way for Senator Ensign. This thing is on a downward spiral for him. Consider this. The woman who he had this alleged affair with, Cindy Hampton, thinks that Ensign threw her and her husband under the bus with his press conference. Cindy Hampton, it turns out, got raises while she was having an affair with Ensign, working on his campaign. Her husband was a golfing buddy of Ensign, and he was betrayed. He apparently, there's reports that he tried to blackmail Ensign, and that's why he came out with his statement, but he has never gone to the police about it. And the Hamptons are saying that they're going to tell their own story at a later date. So it seems like our senator, Michael, is twisting in the wind, and he could be twisting for a long time.
I agree, and unfortunately, that's kind of the sad state of affairs when you have an incident like this. Personally, when these incidents happen, I believe that they should be between the affected parties, whether it's the family, whether it's the people that are involved. Unfortunately, in this situation, because the Republican Party has very often staked their platform primarily on social and moral issues, This is the pitfall that you find yourself in when you're preaching one thing and your behavior belies what your beliefs and your philosophies are. So
you know Heidi, it seems like all the, you know, it's not just one big shot that's getting Senator Ensign. It's like he's enduring 1,000 paper cuts on the pain of this. And
what's the length of people's knowledge, you know, or remembrance of this? 6 weeks. He's got a few more years for people to forget about it, and I think that's what he was planning to do. Do it now, get it over with, people will forget it. He can go pray with Reverend Jesse Jackson, as Bill Clinton did, and everybody will say, okay. Well, but, you know, he came out of Washington, D.C. This is standard operations out there. If you live in Washington, D.C., you find out.
Sir, are you saying that every Republican senator that is a that profounds to be
Republican,
a promise keeper.
Excuse me. You got Democrats thinking that they're family men too.
But why are you supporting that? I mean, why are you defending John Ensign? I mean,
I'm not, well.
My comment, at least for Ensign, is he's not John Edwards. But I mean, I was a supporter of John Edwards, and when that came out, I'd stop supporting him. I
mean, wife who had cancer.
Well, the whole thing, I mean, it was
a very nice woman.
And this whole thing with John Ensign, I mean, why is this lady getting a pay raise when she's having an affair with him?
Oh, okay. She's going from $1,000 a month to $2,000 a month. I don't consider
it. So it's okay as long as it's only small amounts.
And why do you pay your son to do research policy stuff for a committee that you...
John Ensign wasn't thinking. I am not a fan of John Ensign's, never have been. He's a very close friend to Harry Reid. But I don't think that John will get the hit that the governor's gotten. 54% of the voting population is female. Jim Gibbons is not going to get reelected because the women still see him as the man who cheated on them. I don't know if that's going to react to John Ensign because he's far away.
But Ensign has already taken a hit because he had to resign his leadership post. He was the fourth most powerful person in Congress, and now that is gone. So he has taken a hit, and he is paying a price. And like you say, Ray, this story isn't over, unfortunately, and he may continue to pay a price.
Well, this is the thing. He demanded that President Clinton resign when the Monica Lewinsky affair came about, and he also wanted Larry Craig to resign when the hanky-panky in the bathroom that led to his arrest.
Exactly. He's
calling for resignations of those two politicians, but he won't resign himself.
Well, I think we're all, I'm personally disappointed that it happened, but I wouldn't give up my support for him. How this impacts him as a senator, except for the distractions, is he still is standing by his votes. He is still standing by what he does. I'm okay with him as a senator.
Wait a minute.
Except for the fact that it was a staff member. I mean, the whole thing, she doesn't meet the smell test.
She's,
I mean,
46 years old.
So what? And then she's married to his golfing buddy, which makes it more heinous.
This is also during, we don't know a lot. A lot of this is just, we're reading what's in the papers and no one's really vetting a lot of this out. So I think it's a little early even to be critical of it. But remember, I mean, we've got to look at that he was having a hard time in his marriage. This might have been one of those, you know, lean on me kind of situations. But regardless, we should. Who has said he is not guilty of something like this? Yeah. And therefore, it's none of our business.
I'm waiting for the last one.
It is our business. It's he's our senator.
It's none of our business, but for the fact that it was a staff member, and, you know, I mean, these issues of getting pay raises, I mean, those have to be investigated.
And it has to be looked into.
It was bad judgment
on his part.
There's probably more the disappointment. It's bad judgment.
One point I want to make, Randy, you said that we should not worry about this so much, about how we should worry about the job he does as a senator. Okay, because of this scandal, he has already missed one key vote on tourism and travel that is very important to our state. He's already missed one key vote on that, so I think already it has affected his ability to represent Nevada.
That's the reason, is the distraction. Does his positions change on any other legislation? I doubt it. But you're right, the distraction is the problem. And the more we talk about it, the more distraction it is. Let him go back to his job.
And we wait for the National Enquirer to give us all the details.
We're not going to wait for that. This is credible media out. This is the Associated Press, the Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post.
I'm just saying it's a little early to get the whole story. We don't know the whole
story. That's
true. All right, I mean, so it goes through. He had an affair.
It should be the...
Now what?
Well, the Associated Press reported this morning that there are hints that he had another affair in 2002.
Yeah.
So he's being consistent. Okay, move on.
Okay, we got to cut it off right there. I just don't know what to say anymore. We'll be right back with more Nevada Newsmakers right after this.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
I'm Derek Morris, Interim Executive Director of the RTC.
And I'm Dave Azzi, Chairman of the RTC.
The Nevada Legislature recently passed Senate Bill 201, which allows us to raise the additional funding for road projects in Washoe County that was approved by voters with RTC 5. This funding will be used to improve our roadways, reduce congestion, and create thousands of well-paying jobs.
RTC is ready to begin these projects, and we'll be updating you on a quarterly basis. You can find more information on our website at rtcwashoe.com. Thanks for your continued support of the RTC.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The top ropers in the world. A race against the clock. It's the world's greatest roper. June 20th and 21st, Reno Livestock Event Center, presented by Silver Legacy. Two-time champion Daniel Green, six-time all-round world champion Trevor Brazil, and eight-time world champion Joe Beaver headline a cast of rodeo's biggest stars. June 20th and 21st, in conjunction with the BFI and Reno Rodeo. The world's greatest roper. Part of the $100,000 Reno Triple Crown. Log on to tickets.com or call 800-225-2277 today.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit marilynyork.net for all your family law needs.
Thanks for watching. Monday, we got the big kahuna of Reno. Randy?
Oh, I'm not the big kahuna of Reno?
No.
Oh, okay. It's Mayor Bob Duchelle will be on talking probably about the firefighter problem right now.
Thanks for watching.